Well, good afternoon, good evening, good morning to everybody tuning in to another week, another webinar here at WP Studio. Don't forget, tomorrow there's another webinar that is going to be talking about using Beaver Builder modules in any location on your theme without any additional plugins or tools. So if you use Beaver Builder, definitely tune in for that one tomorrow. Today, we are basically putting all three of the top custom field plugins, and we'll talk about their futures. We'll talk about what they do or what they don't do. And if you were on Slack earlier, you did see that I provided you a ranking, and we'll talk about the ranking here in a bit. But it's slightly different. It has changed from the last time we really talked about a number of these. So let me just set the stage for what we're doing. We have a WordPress admin, WordPress site that really doesn't have much on it except for the plugins that we are going to be working with and a few other tools that are there. It is just using the 2019 theme. The reason why it's using the 2019 theme, not the 2020 theme, is because this site has been up for a while and it existed before the 2020 theme was released. So I did not update that at all. So let's get started, and we're going to start talking with Advanced Custom Fields. Because Advanced Custom Fields actually came in third place in my ranking of tools that you want to, you may or may not want to prioritize for this coming year, the year 2020, for how can you really take your WordPress skills to the next level. Now, it may strike some of you as, well, that's interesting that it only came in as, you know, number three when we've heard things about pods being defunded. I'll talk about that when we get to the pod section. And when there are so many developers who love using advanced custom fields, it's true. Advanced custom fields can do a lot, but advanced custom field is severely lacking in two major areas. Now, when it comes to building custom sites or expanding the flexibility of WordPress content, you know, going beyond just pages and posts, advanced custom fields does allow us to basically create additional fields, but that's it. Now, yes, we can do a lot with it. You cannot create custom post types. You cannot create custom taxonomies. There's no way for you to deal with relationships within. Now, there are add-ons. There are ways you can do all this in code. But one of the things I wanted to set aside is let's look at the plugins on their surface for what you can do as a developer. Most of us are not going to be hard coding every aspect of a site for our clients. So therefore, we are using tools to make our life easier, not to give us more work to code. Does that make sense? I hope so. And hopefully you'll see this as we go forward. So one of the biggest downsides is if we are going to make additional custom post types, you know, beyond posts or pages, because we have a client who needs a portfolio custom post type. We have a client who has testimonial custom post types. They have a post type for books that they've written. They have post types for any type of a restaurants or, you know, national parks near you or whatever it is that you are creating content for and using WordPress to manage that. You need another way to create and generate those custom post types. Now, you can code them yourself, you can go use a generator, or you can use another plugin. But because the ACF plugin doesn't give you that flexibility like Pods does and Toolset does, which you'll see, that was kind of a detractor for most of us being single development houses for WordPress. But let's dive into what we can do with custom fields, advanced custom fields. So basically, once you install it, oh, and as I said in the pre-show, I'm demonstrating the pro version of Advanced Custom Fields. You can also play around with the pro version by downloading it from the GPL share box at WP Studio. If you then find that this plugin works best for your workflow, you can go buy a premium copy of it. But this way you can test it out before you have to fork over the money. So everything in Advanced Custom Fields revolves around field groups. So you can create as many groupings. Think of these as meta box fields that you'll see attached to different post types. So we're going to start one, and we're going to make it really easy because we're going to attach all these things to pages. So let's do we'll call this one our super box, something like this. So on this page, when we're creating a field group with an ACF, we have to then choose what we're going to attach it to. We can choose it based on post type or page. Now, because we are going to be attaching it to page type. Post type is what I want, is page. So we're going to attach this to this page. But you'll notice from this drop-down box, and we're going to talk about this before we move forward, just because it is a cool feature that ACF does have. So when we're looking at attaching a field group, we can go by post template, post status, post format. If we did something like post status is equal to, let's say we have it set to draft, these fields will only show up if that post equals draft. Or what about if we did this, scheduled? So if when we're creating a post and we go to schedule the post, and we hit basically the publish, which is schedule when we do that. Oh, you can't see dropdowns. That's weird. Can you see it now set as scheduled? Okay. All right, I've seen this happen before on dropdowns not being visible. So I know you'll see it on the replay. But let me talk about it. On this show field group, I'm going to explain what the options are. I'm going to just say them out so that everybody can see it. We have the option for post types, post templates, post status, post format, post category, post taxonomy, or individual posts. So you can actually select that. So then when you can set all these things, especially if you're doing a post format. So let's say you're doing an image post format. So if the user of the site goes to select, okay, where this is going to be a post format image because your theme supports post formats, then this box of fields will show up. So we could do something like, you know what, if somebody is sharing an image, let's add like a geolocation tag. Let's add a type of camera. So we could add these fields that would be, let's do type of camera. And we can choose, again, sorry you don't see these dropdowns. We can do things from like a text area, number, range, email, URL, password. We can pull content, image, file. You can have a drop-down of a select box, a checkbox, a radio button, true, false. We can do relationships to other items, and we can also use a jQuery kind of date picker, time picker, Google Map location item, as well as different types of accordions, messages, repeaters. There's some interesting layout options of a field type. But if we did just a text area, what type of camera did you use? And if we say, yes, it's required, great. And you can put a default value, a Nikon D70. That's an older camera, I think. And we can have all sorts of items. We can even have conditional logic. Show this field if, and these, just so you know, nothing shows up here. So don't worry, you're not missing anything in the dropdown. The conditional logic of fields only deals with other fields within the field group. It's not going to go only show this field if you're on post ID 48. We're not going to be able to have that flexibility. It is conditional logic from within the field group. So let's go ahead and basically everything you do within here is done. There is no save field. Basically, once you type it in and you hit close field, it's all here. But in order for it to actually get saved, which is kind of a weird thing, we actually have to hit publish. So there's no, all these fields that you're adding to the meta box require you to sit there and hit the update or publish. Now, in order for us to see this to show up, I have to go in and we're going to go back and I'm going to change this to the post type, change this to the page because we want to add things to the page. Marianne, yes, ACF requires, does not create custom post types at all. You have to go do that somewhere else. That's one of the detractors to ACF. You can do it in code or another plugin. Now, down here, we get a lot of the same things you'll see with pods as well as tool set. Where do we want to put it? What do we want to do? Do we need to hide? Again, if we're setting this to be with the page post type, we can hide certain things on that screen. So you have a control system that, let's say if you know you're going to use an advanced custom field bunch of settings, like maybe you have something in here that's your own way of showing categories. So rather than using the default WordPress category picker, we could add that field in here, and then we can come down over here and we can make sure that WordPress hides its category. So we're not having two category things, field options. So I'm just going to leave this here. Let's update this so you can see the output on the actual editor. Now, so if we go to pages, click add new, we are going to, again, this is using Gutenberg, so you're going to see that there is slight bits of an issue. And ignore some of these other fields that you're probably not used to seeing because that is coming from tool set. Some of it will be coming from pods. So we have on our page a super box because that was the title. And we have our name of the camera. What are we doing? Information. Looks nice. Now, one thing I do like about this is if you are the admin and you are working here and you're like, oh man, maybe I have like 48 different post types. It's a really large site. And you realize that my extra fields that we're creating with advanced custom fields, I need to edit this. Well, a lot of times we don't realize we need something new or we're going to go post something. And rather than, okay, let's leave this. Let's go back to custom field. Let's find the field group that we're attached to it. Because let's say you have 28 different field groups that are attached to different taxonomies, different things, or maybe you have some conditional logic where you have a certain field group that's going to show up on this type of page, off of this page that is, if it's scheduled, all those type of things. You do have a gear that if you're looking at it, this is the field box that I want to change. You can edit this. It will take you to the right field group. It's just something that I think it's a nice feature, especially for usability. All right. We are about ready to come to the second major issue with ACF. And that is... how do I get templates? Because if we've added these great fields here, how do we get this visible to every single page? Well, that's where we have to create in code, in the WordPress template, so like our theme template, we have to go in and create our own template. Now, content template is from something else. So where Pods has the ability to attach templates that you would create, assign them to certain post types, like archive versions or single post types, those are all things that you'd have to do. Now, there is, you'll notice if we come over here, you may have heard a lot about, ACF needs or now works with Gutenberg, with the block editor. CPT is custom post type. And so you may have seen all this stuff about, advanced custom fields now will allow us to, work within the block editor so we don't have to use this old Metabox thing. This is another, probably the third reason why ACF does not get a higher ranking than number 3. And that's because if you want to do ACF with the block editor, you have to go code a block. Now, it's a simple PHP code. It's fine. But it means you've got to go into your functions.php file. You have to register this block. And you have to do it in this manner. ACF register block. You set all this stuff together. And you have to actually have a render template, its own PHP. It's not hard at all. Georgie, you're exactly right. If anybody likes using ACF, you like the control of doing this, that's the link to save in order to go through, because then you have to register the block. And once you've registered the block, you can go to your custom fields. We'll add a new custom field. And we can attach it in the drop-down. You will see something called block. And then hopefully if you've registered it correctly in the is equal to, you'll have a drop-down of all the blocks you've registered. So then you select the block you want or multiple blocks. And then this field or these groups of fields that you add will show up on the block editor. It's one more step that basically, if you are working within in the WordPress area, you have to leave the WordPress area, go to code, add that code, and then come back here. Now, normally, maybe about 6 months ago, I would not have held this against ACF. But when you see what the toolset group has done, you may be like, why am I ever leaving WordPress? So I'll show you what I mean. So that's the third thing that requires, especially with the block editor becoming more and more prevalent inside WordPress. So that's the third thing that kind of puts it at a disadvantage. Well, let's talk about a few of the advantages of ACF. You have a lot of code that you can add to your own theme, and you can hard code concepts into your theme to make life easier. Because it's all about fields, it doesn't mess around with other areas. Now, there are some, when I talk about other areas, I'm talking about it's not there to build taxonomies. It's not there to build custom post types. It's not there to create settings panels for your clients. Now, there are some free add-ons that do allow you to create a settings panel using all these different fields. But it's important to understand that this is using ACF says you're going to be in the code. You're going to be writing your own code. Some of you don't want that. You only have a limited amount of time on your plate to work with clients. And so therefore, actually hard coding things into a theme is not going to be what you want. Now, I'm going to highlight a few items that there are many different field types, which Toolset has as well, but there are a few nice elements that Advanced Custom Field offers. They do offer on the, I think it's on the pro version, the ability to create fields that also have a Google Map jQuery selector. So you don't have to have a whole mapping system set in. And so where this would be you'd actually be selecting a map inside the editor. This could be very helpful if you are building a site for a client who maybe they have a whole bunch of different storefronts or maybe they have a distribution system where they have a post type that needs to have different locations added to it. So that is a very easy, simple item. You can present the items, the fields that you are generating and creating for data entry into groups, into accordions, into tabs. All those things occur. And they do have some basic relationships, but you're looking at relationships between posts, pages, whatever. But again, you cannot create custom post types. The pro version, before we go further, the pricing is, I believe it's about ready to change. So if I would first test it out, grab it from the GPL share box at WP Studio, test out the pro version. If it's worth it, I honestly think you may want to consider purchasing because from what I've been reading, they are considering changing the whole pricing structure. And so basically this is $100 is a lifetime license, which at this point is not bad in the scope of if this is the tool that you want. Now, where I would look at, and this is why I say test it out before you buy it, all their documentation is open to everyone. So you can test it from the GPL share box and then you move on. But going forward, the block editor, you have to dive into code. All right. So those are the benefits of, let me just recap ACF before we move on to pods. The benefit of ACF is you do have strong control over fields. You can group them automatically. As you'll see with pods, we can do grouping as well, but pods grouping requires code, which is really strange. Marianne, we'll get to that in just a moment. The other thing that we can do is anywhere where ACF interacts with a post type, ACF has control systems that can override default WordPress settings for what is visible, what is not visible. But if you're going to get into bed with ACF, you need to be comfortable with code. You can do a lot of it without code, but to take advantage of it, you have to be comfortable with code. All right. So let's talk about pods. Yes, you may have heard. That about 2 weeks ago, Matt and Automatic, well, actually, it's just Matt. It's not really Automatic with Drew Funding. It's Matt because Matt, through the Audrey Capital, his investment company, they were the ones really that were sponsoring, and yes, the Automatic name was on it, was sponsoring pods. And they were sponsoring them probably close to 90% of their income, which is a gigantic portion that they're looking to replace. But I will tell you, there have been a whole bunch of people who have started stepping forward. I'm going to just show this. It doesn't give a whole bunch of information, but they're looking at getting 200 donors. Now, basically 50 people have stepped forward and have already started to fund pods. Now, for those of us who are already friends, there's other private sections of their Slack channel that become available to us. And there have been some discussions between a number of us about where the direction of pods is going to go. First, I do not see pods going anywhere and still being a value to people who want pure access to the database of post types. What I do see is pods refining their offerings so that it becomes clear to people they do things that people didn't know about. Now, here's the funny thing. One of the reasons why pods lost the sponsorship from Matt was because they were not working and allowing people to work within the block editor. And what's amazing is I haven't heard other people talk about this. There has been block editor integration for over 2 years. Basically, as soon as the block editor was announced coming, pods had a version of code that allowed you to do it. How many of you had no idea pods already worked with the block editor? Because I would say most people had no idea. Just a quick little point. If you go to it's a GitHub thing, so it doesn't keep track. Most people don't know that it's there. There's a code base. You kind of have to follow along with the Pods Network GitHub area, and you have to add this plugin. But once you add the plugin, and I'm sitting here working. Now, remember, we use Pods as a custom post type creator, a field enhancement management, and we have the template system. So if I'm sitting here, you know what? I want to make sure I add pods fields. So in the embed area are all these pods items. So where I can go, you know what? Let's embed the theme file so that there's a theme file that exists in your template. What about if a form, let's do a single item, list all the items. This would be like an archive where it would fetch all the, if we do this, select the pod, test. Now, again, the preview isn't going to be there, but it will show on the front end of listing multiple pod items. I could switch, remove the block. We could add a single item in which, again, it would show the fields. I don't think I have fields in that tests custom post type. But this is the same thing as the short code that exists for pods. So I show this to you because, you know what, ACF does not have this functionality built in. You have to code it yourself. meaning you have to register a block type, then you assign fields to it, and then it will show up. Yet Automatics actually does provide some funding to ACF. It's funny that nobody talks about that. So let me delete this. But let's go back in, and just as a reminder, because I'm trying to do a head-to-head comparison, with pods, we have one thing that ACF doesn't have. The ability to add custom post types, extend custom post types, create taxonomies, create custom pages, settings pages, all those things are built in, so you don't need an extra system. The other thing that exists that ACF does not have is the ability to have templates. When we come in here, we're gonna create a template. That template is gonna be part of the test custom post type, where we have here's all the IDs, and we create the template, the output, so that once we've created, test template. I'm gonna just put this in here just so that there's something post title. Oops. I'm going to publish this just so there is something that we can use. So once we have our item and we have our template, when we are coming in here to our pod, our custom post type, we have a templating system that allows us to integrate with single list item view, archive templates, where are we filtering things? You can actually, if the theme supports the content, or what are we doing? We're putting it before, after replacing that item. Which template are you going to use? So we can assign them, so we automatically are fetching the output. Now, we did have to code the template using HTML and the magic tags to pull in the different fields, but we didn't have to leave the WordPress area. So we can create custom post types, taxonomies. ACF can't do that. We have a templating system built in that outputs. We did have to code it, but we didn't have to leave this area. We didn't have to go to our editor area. Now, the part of the reason why I'm also making the distinction of leaving the WordPress editor, WordPress admin, versus going to another, like jumping onto Coda or an FTP editor to work in your theme file. The amount of developers and users who are leaving the desktop environment into more of a mobile, whether that is using an iPad Pro or something that has a nice 12-inch screen, or they're using a laptop, one screen. Yes, you can go back and forth on a laptop or a tablet and have multiple screens open. But not everyone is going to have multiple screens that would allow you to easily have WordPress on one screen, your FTP code editor on another screen, and work back and forth. So sometimes having things in one location makes a mobile device easier to use in managing WordPress sites. So let's go back over here. Let's go back to our fields. Now, the one area that ACF has over pods is in the editor area of ACF, you can create field groups of fields. In pods, you must assign all the fields that you're going to use with this post type. You have to assign them all in this drop-down list. And yes, each field can have its own advanced options about which roles can use those things, which ACF also has. But if you want to group five different fields with one group and four fields with another, you have to go into your functions.php file, use a function. I've taught you guys this before. We have webinars on this. And so you can create block groups of fields. But that has to be done in code. So in the same manner that I gave a negative point to ACF, because you have to go to an editor and create that, if you need to show fields in groups, that does not exist yet in pods. It is in the code, the workflow of what Scott and others are looking at improving pods with. And that is basically a grouping manager that would be built right into here. So rather than just a straight manage fields, you'd manage groups and add fields to the groups. And then you could, basically there would be a grouping tab here. So all your fields would here, you could have groups so that you could add the same field to four different groups. But it's in the work as another tab for groups that would allow you to do this. Now, let's see. So we can create custom post types. We can create the taxonomies. We can create templates. You still have to use code for some items. You still have to use code for the templates, same as ACF, but that requires ACF is in the theme. Pods can be done both the theme and in the WordPress admin area. All right. Since we've had lots of stuff with pods, we're going to leave that here. The other thing, let me tell you about a few of the items that the friends are discussing. When I say friends, these are the supporters of pods. So one of the things that they're looking at is a full-blown query edit, visual query editor. Basically, it would be a competitor to Loop Studio, but it would be built into the pods concept. It also is, it's basically part of where Caldera Forms came from. So Caldera Forms was built in part to work with pods and to provide a query editor system so that we can have search and queries built dynamically out of the custom post types. So they're looking, the pods group is looking, hey, should we do something like this? Also, they're looking at a visual theme system. So rather than going into the templates and saying, all right, you're going to need to code the template, can we come up and create a visual thing to basically drag, drop, and maybe make this more of a visual editor to create solutions. And then the third thing that we're really looking at doing is, can we improve the block editor integration so that we would have the ability to pull out fields, pull out things, basically the same way the Beaver Themer works. If you've never seen Beaver Builder and Beaver Themer, how Beaver Themer allows you to take the post title, the post content, and insert it into a Beaver Builder layout, that's kind of what they're looking at also for pods. Now, with all this being said, I do not believe, at least for another 4 or 5 years, we're going to lose access to the classic editor. And so therefore, if we are simply building strong WordPress sites, we need the ability to extend the fields, build custom post types, ways we can store concepts or store content in the database. Pods is not going away. Now, one other area that is much more advanced we have ways of storing custom databases. Pods makes this so easy if we can choose a custom table. What's funny about this is if you're a Easy Digital Downloads subscriber or use a bunch of Pippin's plugins, Pippin has been moving most of his plugins and tools over to custom templates, custom database tables. You're pulling everything out of the posts, the options, and creating their own database table with everything they need. He has found that it is slightly faster. Well, Pods gives us the ability to do that immediately. If all we are needing to do is, all right, I need to create a soccer tournament sign up information where every single soccer team is going to submit their starting lineups to the website that we can publish it and all these things. Why should it go into a post or an options or when that's not what it is? Why don't we actually just have a table storage called, you know, soccer teams? So that when we need it, we can go into that table and pull it out. We don't need to use the loop. We can use the loop, but we can access the storage outside of the post. So this is one of the unique things that the tool set and ACF don't have. And this has been in Pods since the beginning. It's almost like some of the people who are working with Pods could see the future that it took Pippin and others who are actually moving some of their plugins to that at least 10 years to see. All right. Yes, going forward, Pods will always have that ability to do custom tables in the database. It's deep in the code of Pods, and it's not going to change. All right. So this is number two. And it ranks above ACF because both of them create fields. But Pods goes a step beyond, giving you the flexibility to assign and create templates in WordPress, as well as create the custom post types. And I'll side note, I think I can share this. The Pods team, they have a fairly good cushion of funds so that there's no danger of them folding anytime soon. So I put that out there. There's been a lot of people who were worried that Pods was going away because they lost their funding. I don't see that happening. And even if it becomes purely open source, I could see them going to a freemium model where Pods as it is going to be free, but they will, as some of the things I was telling you about, they may tack add-ons. Marianne, that's a great question. I think it's probably also the same reason why Jeff Rowe was basically fired from WP Tavern out of the blue before Christmas. Well, actually, before Thanksgiving, but Matt seems to make split decisions and just runs with it, or split second decisions. All right. So that's number two. But my new number one, and if it's something that some of you have tool set and you bought it years and years and years ago, and you bought the your lifetime thing, so you haven't paid anything for it. How many of you are still in that where many, many years ago you bought tool set? Because at the time, this was like an awesome set of plugins, and then Pods and ACF blew past them, were doing some really cool things. Everybody went over there. People forgot about Toolset. Toolset has now blown past both of them. And we're going to be doing a whole bunch of stuff with Toolset. Again, Toolset, all of those plugins are in the GPL share box. So you can test them out. They do not offer, I do not think they offer the lifetime deal anymore. But it is fair. It's for unlimited. Yes, it's every year. But if you see, and renewal is at 224, if you see all the stuff you can do with this, some of you may say, you know what? This is a direction I may want to go. So here's what we're going to do. Let me introduce you for those of you who don't know Toolset. So Toolset, same group that created the WPML, probably the leading multilingual plugin for WordPress. Toolset is a group of plugins. It's a set of plugins. And one of the things that once you have your Toolset and you want to add items, it has everything from types. So that's creating custom post types. Blocks is the new version of views, and we'll talk about that. Views is also here. They have a form system that integrates. So this would be the same way Pods has a form builder so that you can front end of a website. People can add enter data into that post type. So forms is the same way. There's an integrated map system, so it's a much more comprehensive integration with Google Maps. Access controls, who can see things, module manager, WooCommerce, forms commerce, exporting layouts, layout migration, framework. There's a whole bunch of tools that are here. Nice thing is you only have to use what you want to use. So for most people, the only thing you'll need is toolset types. And if you're using the new block editor, toolset blocks. If you're not using the block editor, you use views. The really nice thing about their coding is you cannot have views and blocks at the same time. And Ben, yes, there's a lot of that happened where Toolset was languishing, and they were getting blown out by the both development of WordPress as well as other people's other tools that were being created. So what I'm going to focus on is toolset types and blocks. So when you create or add toolset plugins, we'll just come over here. So in your dashboard, you get an overarching view of everything that's happening that Toolset can control, whether it's custom post types. These are built in by WordPress, and you can create new ones. Now, let me just quickly talk about this because this is a really nice overview. And you can install this on if you've already been working with Pods for a long time or ACF. We can see everything that currently is connected. So in the posts, oh look, categories and tags are connected to posts. And the template that is currently being used to display single posts and single pages would be single.php. There's an archive.php that is being used to display the archive posts. There is no archive. And we have not created a form for front-end entry into this post type. Take a look at this. Because Pods created this test and we assigned the test template we created with the Pods template, they have, Toolset has been able to identify this is the template being used to render the output of this. And, oh, the archive is disabled for this post type, so there is nothing to add here. Now, I can simply go in and say, you know, we're going to add some custom fields to a post type that was created by some other tool. I could simply go, I'm going to add some custom fields. And what type of fields do we want to create? Is it audio checkbox, different types of checkbox, embedded media, selects, dropdowns, references to other posts? So let's just add a single line. We click this. Here's our single line. What's our, how are you feeling today? Enter the slug. How are you feeling today? So we can use that in the template. It's a single line. Again, we can change this. This is all the field types that you saw in that nice little block visual are in that dropdown. We can set a placeholder. It's doing what all the other items are done. We can go through here and basically it's showing up here. And it's the field group for the tests. So if I'm going to change this and I'm going to call this one our tool set add-on, just so we can see our name. Now I'm going to save this field group. And let's go back to, this is the test custom post type created by Pods. Click add new. And we are going to, there's our tool set add-on. How are you feeling today? So nice thing, tool set allows us to work within what exists somewhere else. All right, let's go back. Because the same way Pods gets a step up on ACF, because you can create and manage your taxonomies, Toolset also gives us the flexibility of creating our own custom post types. We'll call this one our books, book, book. And then you can choose, are we going to use the new block editor or the classic editor? Or per post, you can choose per post what it's going to do. So we'll just leave it in block editor for now. You can change the icon. It's going to load all the dash icon stuff. Here's our labels. Again, these are all the labels that you would use. Same thing you do in the advanced section of Pods. We can assign certain taxonomies, and then we can choose what to use. Again, these are all the same advanced settings that would be in Pods. Same advanced settings, just with a lot more descriptions in all of these items. And then we can choose where do we want to put it. Let's add it after tests. And save that post type. So now we have books that show up here. Add new. Again, we have not added any fields. All we have is a regular editor because we said we're going to use the block editor. All right, let's go back here. Go to tool set in the dashboard. So here's our things created with tool sets. We can add our fields. We can add custom taxonomy. I'll talk about the different ways of displaying things. So we can also create custom taxonomies. It works exactly the same way Pods does. We have custom fields area where we have user fields. So these would be added into the user area. These go into the terms or the taxonomy groupings. But in the post field, when I add a new one, where what are we doing? Again, users, taxonomies, or custom post types. We're going to add it here. And it's going to appear on, let's create the group. Let's call this one our book add-on section. So I first have to save that field group. And we can choose, let's say, here's where this grouping is going to be. So not only can we handle all this stuff from the full post editor, meaning creating from the post type editor or the taxonomy editor, we can create field groups, which is exactly the same as how ACF works, where ACF creates field groups that you can assign. So does toolset. We can create it data dependent, add a condition. This is one of the cool things. So if somebody, and this how are you feeling today was one of the fields in our books item. If is equal to happy, whoops, stop that. All of a sudden, Google Assistant just showed up. If somebody types in happy, that's a condition that will automatically show this field group. So we have some really cool data dependent things, and you can do some really cool type of, it's their own query system where you can assign variables and you can type them out. It's a very advanced type of thing. We'll talk about that in a future webinar. But we can also say that if they're using a certain template, if they're using a certain category or taxonomy, but we're going to just go through, we're going to assign it to books. I hope it's, let's get rid of that. I want to make sure that it's not books, apply. All right, so we're adding field groups here. It's going to books. So now we can add a field or a new repeatable group. Remember, a repeatable group could be, all right, share images. And when you say share a new image, it opens up a group of fields like upload image, what's the title of the image, what's the geolocation of the image. And they're all contained in their own little group. And then the user is able to say, now add another one. And it will just repeat that group of fields. But as you can see, we can do exactly what we were doing before. Let's add an item. Here's our field. And you just go through and you enter everything you need to do for this. Now, let me enter this. Let's test URL. Let me just save this. Save the field group. So we have our test URL so that I can then show you. We also have the same type of set conditions. This is their way of doing conditional logic, where anything that is working within that, basically it's a data-dependent display filter, and it's based on other fields that are touching this custom post type or field group. Validation also... these will show up differently based on the type of field you use. Now, yes, Beaver Builder does, Toolset does work well with Beaver Builder, you'll see in just a moment. So we already did, I talked about these custom field groups. This is the grouping of your fields in our custom field. Custom field group is already there. Relationships allows us to create one-to-one, one-to-many, many-to-many. These would be if we say, all right, we're going to be able to have a field that connects from one custom post type to another custom post type. And then we can use that as a relationship in it. Like if I do one-to-one, we'll continue, and we'll be able to say, all right, if the first post is from books, we're going to also give you the flexibility of selecting a post that is a book review for that. And then you go through, you create your basically your relationship name so that this becomes a field that is then used to connect them. One book can be assigned to one post. One post can be assigned to one book. So we now have a flexibility of creating really some advanced relationships without having to code something. Access controls is basically just going through and saying who can do what for each item, and it can even go through field types. So I can go in here and say, who can modify from the book add-on section? Great advanced controls in one location. Now we can set a number of these things at each individual field, but having an overarching area is useful. So that you can have like an editor, somebody who's signing off on something, and then actually will go through and add additional remarks, something like that. All right. Now let's talk about content templates. Because the same way Pods allows you to create templates and add them, you can do them within here. There's some really cool templating systems that are maybe a little more advanced, because I can come in here and say, okay, for books, apply to all the other ones. Basically, the post type, we're not going to do archives. We'll just do the books. So single books, we need to give it a name, book single, create our content template. We actually come in, and because we're using the block editor right now, this is, even though this looks like the Gutenberg block editor of making a post, you'll see that we are editing a template, and you'll see on the side it looks a little bit different. It's document. We can assign this to book, blah, blah, blah. Now, let me show you something. This would be something. If you were using the old classic editor, you would be using a plugin called Toolset Views. And you'd see the same type of thing, but this would be like the editor, the regular WordPress classic editor. You'd still see a meta box area that would show you which thing you're going to highlight. The only difference is we are looking at it within the block editor. So we need to come over here and say, you know what? Let's go to our tool set, and we need to say that this is a content template. So which content template are we using? Sorry, I got the wrong one. Tool set container. That's what I was looking for. Just make sure I got the right one. Okay, so our container. So this is the container. So now that anything that goes inside here is going to be able to interact with the fields that are in blocks. So now I can come in here. We can set backgrounds, colors, IDs, classes, inner content. We can set heights. We can actually deal with margins, paddings on items, set a border around each element of content. So this is the container. So let's say we had, we need to make this a little bit easier because I jumped ahead. Let's go back to the books post type. So here's our book post type. We're going to edit this because I want to add a few fields. Let's go to the custom fields so that it'll make it easier for us to add in all the fields. So we know this is attached to the books. So here's, let's say our test URL, let's add a new field. It's going to be an image. So we'll call this one the book image. I'm just going to add a new field and we'll call this one a book description or book overview, book overview. Okay. So we have these things. Let's go create. I need to create two or three so you'll actually see one of the benefits of tool set here. So let's go over here. We'll do book title one. I'm just going to come over here, test URL. Google.com I wonder if I have any images on this. Okay, that's our book title. Great. There's our image. This is so awesome. Blah, 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 blah. All right, I'm going to save this, publish this. Okay, let's go back and make that template. Because we need to show this. If we actually went and looked at this site, looked at this book, remember, all we'll see is the title, and it's using the regular theme, single.php. How do I know that? We're going to edit book single template. So basically, when tool set is here, I'm at any location, it'll be able to identify which template needs editing. So we're going to go back in here and edit book single template. Restore the backup. Okay, so now remember how we created our container? This is the container. Let's go ahead and say for every book, let's create a, notice how I've got that, we can see the border. Okay, well, rounded corner, and then let's also have a background color there. And then, I don't know, typography. Where's my color? It's weird that the color isn't showing. Actually, let's just do this. Let's drag it over. Sorry. Let's just do white. Oops. Did I miss it? I did miss it. Okay, let me just update this. All right. So now that I'm in my editor, let's just create a, let's upload the image. So in order for me to do that, I need to come over here and say, you know what? I have an image. Do you want this to come from a dynamic source? Yes. Why? Because we're creating a template that's going to just pull each of those book entries. And I want it to come from the current post. What's the source? Is from the custom field add-on section, book image. See, there's the image is already showing up. All right, so let's come over here and let's add a new field. We want the heading. We want a heading field. But look at this. Now, in the heading, where's my, oops, no, hold on. Let me grab the right one. In the tool set, heading. So toolset allows us to say dynamic heading text to the right. Click that. Well, which post source? Current post? Yes. What source? The post title. Notice how book title one just showed up. Awesome. I'm getting to see the thing in real time. All right, let's go back up here because we're going to go ahead. We'll use WordPress's formatting of a actually, not that, a layout. We'll use a quick little column, two columns. And we'll come over here and we will drag this one into the left side image and we will drag this one that we just created over here, book title one. Let's go ahead and use something that is very helpful. If you haven't used the block editor for a while, this, that's weird. I wanted to, why isn't it showing me there? I wanted to show the whole container. So if I want to be able to resize and make that image a little bit smaller, I can come over here and say, let's grab this column. And now I'm able to simply, come on, resize. Come on. All right, let me go back in and do it again. column. Oh, there we are. See, here we are. Percentage size. Let's make that go a little bit larger. So I'm able to grab the right one. All right, and let's add one more, and we'll have the description where we want dynamic stuff. So we're coming over here. You can go through all of these dynamic items, field and text. Field and text, yes. Oh, no, I didn't want that one. Let's leave this rather than building out the whole thing. You see how we were able to generate the actual look and field so that now when we update this template, it's using for the single posts. Now I can go back to our books. Here's our book title one. When I go view it on the front end, there's our template that we were able to design with whatever, however you're doing in this. Now, the same thing, you do the same thing if you're using the regular WordPress editor in the classic editor, but you'd be using a tool called, a plugin called Toolset Views. And basically you'd be going in and let me actually show you in tests, it would look like this because see how you have field and views? These are fields and views that we can pull up that are based on, so if you'd be building your template and you say, oh, I want the book image, what's the output, insert. So basically you'd be building a whole bunch of short codes to create a template. So this is the old way using the TinyMC editor. All right, and there's also the ability of doing something that got a huge upgrade. And that is, rather than building single templates, or rather than building custom page templates in your theme, what if when you go to every book post book entry on the front end, what if it actually had a completely different look and layout per book? So each book carried with it its own. We can do that with layouts. For example, if we created a new layout for, let's call this layout our book layout. And in our book layout, I have to assign this to all the books. So all the book templates will use this. I now, it's basically a tiny little page builder that is just going to be used on the single thing. It overwrites the whole thing. So if I come over here and say, all right, let's drag this. We have one whole area. What is it going to be up here? What type of site element? Are we going to add something? Are we going to add forms? Is it a widget area? Are we adding comments? Are we putting the menu area? What type of information are we going to be putting here? So what if we wanted to put some tabs up here? So basically it's going to insert a tab system. If I insert this cell, I'm going through here and creating this. So we have our tabs. We can then begin to this, oops. Tab number one. Again, what if we want to set different YouTube videos or whatever it is? There's a whole bunch of different cells, layout systems. But then we can keep going and we can keep creating rows. What about if you need to, that's the export, not the thing. But we can keep adding in different rows that would do different things that, if we wanted one thing that would go, let's go four column that would add an image. What image is going to insert the cell there, choose an image, blah, that image goes here, blah, 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 create this. And then we have another one that scrolls this, which is a YouTube video, blah, 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 insert cell. I'm just going to, oh, it's not going to like that. That's not a valid YouTube video. I'm copying their sample below. I have no idea what their sample is. All right. So basically, you can create this structure. And then when you say, all right, this is what's going to be on the top of every single page, then we can come through and create a whole content where from here, this is where post content shows up. Insert cell, what type of post content? Basically, whatever is in the content for the book's post type. And remember, we can create those with our content templates. That will show up here. So basically, it's a very advanced visual page template creator. And if we did this, let's save this. I have no idea what's going to happen because let's preview the layout. All right. I messed something up here, but that's the whole goal of layouts. It's kind of how the old, this is like on steroids, the way Builder, the iThemes Builder, assigned views to specific layouts. Where iThemes Builder just had like 5 or 6 modules. This is on steroids. And it means you don't have to use a page builder. You don't have to use Beaver Templater or other templating system to overwrite a theme. This will all be dealt with. Basically, you're creating a page template and assigning that to books or whatever type of post type. You could use this to build your entire website. Just assign your pages, you know, change the layout, how it's used. We can come over here, individual pages of only show on a certain page here, or only show on search results, or all that type of stuff. We can construct what I need. But the biggest difference that sets aside toolset from both ACF and pods is the visual template builder, not the layout builder, but the visual content templates that we can create, assign them to different singles, archives, items, where you don't have to do it in code. And really the overarching look and feel that at one glance you can see, you know what? Why are we not using this content template? Your themes template file single.php post item is missing its access to custom fields. Because what if we've assigned custom fields that go with posts? It's going to say, well, you assign some fields that are never going to show up on the front end because your current display is not interacting with it. And then you can come through and say, all right, let's create that content template that goes for this template. It pulls this whole thing up and you can build. Now, if you are doing this for the first time, yes, there's tons of documentations on the toolset group. And I know we're way into the ish time. My one thing I want to point out is if you are in the template area, you always want to start with container. It's going to be in the toolset. You want to start with the container so that every field that gets added to this, like heading, can be used a dynamic heading, which means then we can pull it from the database. If it's not within a container, you're not going to really get as full advantaged system. Again, you can view it, choose which type of post type you're going to use. And again, this training course, because is from the post or the page, I can't remember which one it was that didn't have it. So we're going to have, this is a basically a getting started with toolset We're going to do a number of additional webinars with Toolset. When Scott releases some of the updates to just the friends of pods, we're going to do some more updates for this. I don't feel you need, you only need one of these things, pods, Toolset, ACF. If you like the ability to create custom post types or manage all your post types from within WordPress, you don't want to have to code things from scratch, ACF pretty much is left out. Because pods and Toolset do it really well. If you are 100% into the block editor going forward, Toolset is what you need. And that's where you should start learning. If you use both the block editor and classic editor, you're going to be fine with both pods and Toolset. And I know this, we just basically breezed at the 10,000 level, foot level of all of these. But really, this was trying to highlight where things are lacking, what features are going to be useful. There's so many more features in all of these plugins, but I tried to highlight the key ones that most of us would probably use on a daily basis of building sites with clients. So ACF and Toolset are in the GPL share box at WP Studio. Try it out. Oh, and if you use Beaver Builder, you can use either of them. Pods has a Beaver Themer add-on. Toolset, you can easily use Toolset. Here's what I would say. Toolset and Beaver Builder, depending on how you use Beaver Builder, may be overkill. But let me show you this. All right. I know we're in the ish time. If you guys have just a few seconds to hold on, I'm going to activate Beaver Builder. All right. So let's come over here. We're on our page. We're going to create a new page. And hey, this new page, we want to use Beaver Builder. So let's launch Beaver Builder. I should have put the page title. Hold on, cancel. Testing the Beaver. Come on. I now have two things loading. Let's refresh this. Launch Beaver Builder. Okay, so I'm here on Beaver Builder. We have modules. And if we go to WordPress widgets, where'd they go? Let's see, pods works really well with that. Oh, I know what it is. Hold on. I need to deactivate. Bear with me 1 second. Let's go back to the admin. I'm going to deactivate the Toolset blocks. And we're going to activate, just so you'll see it, views, the old one. Hopefully it'll let me do that. Oh, this was scheduled for 90 minutes? Well, good. I'll keep talking. All right, so we got our tool set. See how there's views over here? It's the same type of thing of how do we want to display things, display all the results, blah, blah, blah. We create a view name test. Create a view. So it goes through, it's kind of like a query. Oh, go away. It's kind of like a query loop wizard. What do we want to do? How do we want to show this? Show it as a table-based grid. Add fields for it. These are all the different fields that we would be using. Basic data. Where's my, oh, here's my book image. Add a field for, got to scroll all the way down. Basically, it's every single thing that's in the database you can pull in. I know you can't see the drop down, but I'm book overview. All right, so finish. So this is the simple wizard that will create your template, but you can go through and change all that, add your own CSS editor, template for this view. I'm going to just save this view. I'm just quickly trying to get through so that there is a view. So, all right, so now let's go back to Beaver Builder. Let me refresh. And now if I go to, widgets, where, oh, my tool set, where'd it go? I thought I had. I wonder if I have to enable the ability for widgets. I'll have to look, but there is a way for us to like drop in views. Oh. Editor to use for content templates. So we can actually use, see, oh, I knew they had it in there. So we can actually say, all right, when we're creating a content view or a content template, we can use Beaver Builder to design it. All right, so I'm going to say, yes, use Beaver Builder. All changes are saved. So if we go to content templates, we'll create a new content for what? Let's create, since we haven't done pages yet. We'll call this one our Beaver page. So, Beaver Builder. This content is for page single. Launch it. And let me grab, where's my, oh, here we are. See, tool set. This is fairly similar to how Beaver Themer was. So this then allows me to say, all right, grab the post title. Load that. How do you want to display it? Do you need to sanitize it? Post selection, or how are you, the one that's in the view, the loop, insert the short code. So it grabs out of tool set the post title. Save this. So it's going to handle this. Again, we are working within Beaver Builder, so whatever it is, this is the template for, let's do testing the beaver, whatever. And again, we're previewing it. So I can come in here, then say, all right, let's add in text editor. This is where I can then say, here's our views. Let's grab the book image. What type of a field? Insert the short code. You may need the text. Oops. Did I not hit it? Oh, there is no. I'm using pages. So, again, we're not. I didn't set this to the book custom post-it. But do you see how we can use Beaver Builder to construct templates? So we can do everything around the Beaver Builder, how you, styling, moving things, everything. But it's just within this block that it will show. You simply go in there and grab whatever field exists. And then you it basically creates short codes. And I think for whatever reason, I'm really zoomed in this area, or my screen is really small. So the greatest amount of flexibility of moving forward, building some advanced things, is the tool set. If you're not ready to spend any of the money, you may still be perfectly fine with pods. Within tool set, you can kind of find a Loop Studio competitor. You can find a pods competitor. You can find a number of an ACF competitor, all buried within tool set. It's a little overwhelming to get started with. I will say that, because there's so many different options. They've been around for a while and they just kept building. So that's why I say test it out. We're going to be doing some more advanced tool set only. The tool set support, the times I've used it, have been incredible. They've actually been helpful. I think the only other time, the last time I did it, it was probably at least 12 hours before I got a response, though. But it was a helpful response. And if you use Elementor, they work with Elementor as well. They've got a number of integrations with other page builder systems. They've got their own page builder system with their layout beyond. But as it stands right now, Toolset is the most comprehensive solution to expanding WordPress, regardless of whether you're still in the old classic editor or the future block editor. You are the most future-proof protected with Toolset. The next one, Pods, you can't go wrong because Pods is just works, if you know how it works. And then ACF, if all you need is to add additional fields and you don't mind coding things up, you can use ACF. But if you don't mind coding things up, you may find a better home at Metabox, because this is just you're going to code everything. But you have a lot more to code with. I mean, you have a lot more options with Metabox, but we didn't even cover that today. I don't know if ACF, for the side comment somebody did, I don't know if they will ever bring back the lifetime license. Which is why I'm encouraging you guys to use the GPL Sharebox to test things out. And be ready to go. So, going forward, part of this webinar is also the reason why we're not going to probably have ACF ongoing webinars. Because ACF just requires other tools to use to really take advantage of what we need to build for clients. But if you like collecting things, be watchful before the ACF $100 developer goes away. And yes, they haven't announced, or maybe they did. Sometime in early 2020, they will get rid of the lifetime. So I'm going to end today's webinar here. We'll get this uploaded. Don't forget, on tomorrow, we're going to be dealing with Beaver Builder. And on the upcoming Monday, next Monday, we're going to be actually talking about building your own block. And then we'll be dealing with two other tools that you should talk about. One of them we definitely did touch on in the Slack channel over the weekend, and that is CoBlocks. And I'll also be introducing to some of you to Editor's Kit. The two, I think, if you are using the block editor, things that you might want to take a much closer look of your future WordPress sites. So those are, there's a lot of advanced tools, resource webinars coming up. Make sure you take a look at the upcoming schedule at WP Studio. Sign up so you get the reminders that come both from Zoom and from WP Studio. So I hope you all have a great rest of the Wednesday, and hopefully I'll see you tomorrow. Take care, everybody.